It's a lot of talking going on while I sing my song. Can you hear me? I said, do you hear me? What's going on, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversations, because here we're all about real news and great conversation. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get into what happened in Las Vegas and New Orleans over the holiday time period. When we look at what occurred in New Orleans, the perpetrator of the attack, a 42-year-old who is a U.S.-born citizen from Texas who served in the Army, the response from the right was overwhelmingly to attack all immigrants. And I don't get that. The guy is a citizen. He himself was not an immigrant. It sits so wrong with me. And apparently this was an incredibly organized and well thought out attack. Also, this bit of reporting that has come out in the last 24-ish hours, he had on Google's Meta glasses, which is really creepy when he was like surveilling the areas. But there was so much lying from the right and metastasizing, manipulation of this case to reinforce these attacks on immigrants to our country. Is that attack really the right place for that commentary? Which, by the way, has no factual basis. I mean, you can cherry pick out incidents of terrible violence by immigrants. You can also pick out the vastly more in number incidents of terrible violence committed by U.S. citizens against U.S. citizens. So I don't get that. And this entire ridiculousness sort of distilled down to this one moment, which one is a visual moment, the other one is an audio moment that happened within hours of this attack, when 14 people were killed and the Sugar Bowl postponed. So let's take a listen. This is John Kennedy, not that one, if you're thinking, which John? No, not that one. No, the senator from Louisiana, at a press conference with the FBI agent in charge, again, within hours of the attack. And I'm going to tell you the visual of what happens right before he starts speaking, because that's almost worse. But let's take a listen. This is just the quick one, Cal. Let's take a listen to how he was navigating this terrible tragedy and the deaths of his constituents.
Can I say something, Arthur? Tell me who you're with.
WDSU.
Okay, and CBS.
And NBC's over here on the right.
Oh, that's an unusual position. No.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't.
Say what? I just, the idea that you're going to make partisan jokes. That woman's probably from a local NBC affiliate. She's just doing her job. Just no class, no taste. Now, here's the visual that you are not able to see when I just play that. As he's saying this, Kennedy literally elbows the FBI agent in charge of this investigation, who happens to be a black woman, out of the way. And I mean, he doesn't like body check her, but you could, he kind of like gets in front of her and like, you know, get out of my way, lady. And this guy doesn't know squat, nothing, not a Zippo zilch. Can't provide any useful info. Let's listen to a little bit of that first cut of Kennedy, if you don't mind. Because he doesn't know anything, so why are you up there talking? You got to love it when politicians put themselves out there just to hear themselves talk when they don't have any information. Let's take
just
a listen.
A final question here for not just people in Louisiana that are watching, but people coast to coast that are watching tonight. Are you getting the sense that there's any threat of any other potential attacks tonight on any other major cities?
I can't answer that. I can, but I won't.
Is New Orleans safe tonight?
Yes, but we're still in the process of tightening up security. We're still in the process of doing everything that we possibly can. The governor's called out the National Guard. We've got more FBI coming. We've got Homeland Security people. We've got state
troopers. You can wrap that up. The one thing that everybody needs to know, sir, you don't have any information on. And thank goodness that you elbowed out of the way Special FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Althea Duncan, because I'm sure you know more than she does. While you politicize and make jokes when 14 of your constituents have died. And of course, this was all but prequel to reinvigorating the attack lines on immigrants. This guy wasn't an immigrant. He was a U.S. citizen who served in our armed forces. Shame. Absolutely ridiculous. When we come back, I'm going to turn to the Vegas attack and the utter failure of mainstream media to tell you what you should know about it and why that should be concerning to you right here in Wisconsin. I'll get there, I promise. Join our conversation, 844-75-CIVIC. That's 844-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me what it is. Land my bare feet on solid ground for you.
Fight for this when I sang my song.